Good morning, Soul Survivor. How are ya? Woo! It's amazing. Hasn't it been amazing the last week? An incredible time. It's been so good to be with you guys. And this is actually my 15th year coming to Soul Survivor, believe it or not. So I've been loving coming to Soul Survivor over the years, bringing young people. It's so good to see you all. But my story is I wasn't always a Christian. In fact, a little confession, my favorite thing growing up, the thing that I was obsessed with, the thing that I lived my life for, was a thing called football. And I just love football. I love playing football. I thought about football. It was like the number one thing in my life. It was the most important thing to me. And as I grew up around the church and heard a little bit about Christianity and a little bit about the story of Jesus, I started to wonder whether I need to be a proper Christian or be one of those who sort of just does your own thing but sometimes connects. And I was like 16 years old. I was thinking, okay, I need to take this seriously. And I decided to make Jesus number one because football was number one in my life, if I was honest. And I was thinking about where my life was going. I'm like, okay, God, I'm in here. I'm doing this. I'm going to follow Jesus. Lord, I'm going to follow you for the rest of my life. And I made that decision. And I can say to you that I didn't have like a total crazy moment, but what I did have is I experienced something of a new reality in Jesus. Something shifted in me and my life was never the same. It's never been the same. And I want to talk to you guys this morning about the new reality that we have in Jesus Christ. Because if we can get hold of this truth, it will change our lives. It will change our futures. It will change the way we see ourselves, the way we see the world, and how we respond to the message of Jesus. I've found over the years that this is an incredible truth to hold on to. And I've also noticed that I've got slightly different accent to you guys. I am from Australia, from sunny Sydney. And it's great to see the sun out today. But I say new reality. I say reality different to you guys. Some of you guys say reality. Others of you say reality. But can we all together, after three, say reality the way I say it? One, two, three. Reality. Beautiful. You don't know how it feels to hear your mother tongue amongst English people. It's great. So I want you to grab your Bibles. Or if you've got to turn them on, you can turn them on or find the app, the Bible app. And I want to share with you a passage that has actually changed my life. Because the Word of God changes our life. It's truth. I don't know if you've heard this before, but God gave us His Word, the Bible, basic instruction before leaving earth. You heard that one? So this is our basic instruction before leaving earth. So let's get into this. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses, and we're going to read from 16 to 21. It'll be up there on the screen as well. Let's take hold of these words. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone, the new is here. That's with an exclamation mark as well. All this is from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them, and He has committed to us this message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. And then Paul finishes this chapter by saying this: God made Him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. There's some big words in there. I want to go through them. I want to take hold of this truth. But I wonder if you know someone in your life, maybe a parent or a friend, or maybe you're sat here and you're like, I'm never going to become a Christian. I like what's going on. I've heard a little bit about the message of Jesus, but I'm never going to become a Christian. Well, the guy who wrote this book was like that. This guy, Paul, he wasn't always called Paul. He was called Saul, and then God renamed him. That's another story. But if you read his story, it's a powerful story, how he came into relationship with Jesus. You see, he was a religious man. He was someone who was actually against Jesus and against the Christian message. He was so against it that he actually was responsible, as well as others, religious leaders, for putting Christians in prison or for getting them killed. That's the kind of character he was. Then one day, on the way to go and get more Christians and put them into prison or even get them killed, he has an encounter with Jesus. He has a moment where his eyes are open and he experiences a new reality. I would encourage you to go home, read some of his story in Acts chapter 9, this encounter that he had with Jesus. It's a powerful story. He had this new reality experience. And so the first thing that he wants us to understand from this passage is that if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. Can we say new creation? Because if you can get hold of this, this will shift the way you see yourself. If anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The old has gone, the new is here. Years ago, I'd just come to the country, came over from Australia, and I started volunteering as a youth worker, a youth leader in a local youth club. And we'd have loads of young people come from all over the town to this youth club. It was a tiny little church hall, and we'd get like 70 kids at one point when I first came, packed into this room. And it was crazy. It was called Cafe Light, and young people would come in, and there'd be a tuck shop and all sorts of things. But some of these young people were raucous. I mean, they'd come in, smash stuff about, like take stuff from the tuck shop, rob money from the tuck shop, be harsh to people. And me and my mates were like, okay, we've got to do something. Let's gather some of these young people. So we said to some of the lads that were coming, hey, why don't you come an hour earlier? We want to tell you about Jesus. And they were like, will there be food there? We said, yeah, we can arrange that. And so we got some food. We started talking to them about Jesus. And a couple of them became Christians. But one particular lad who became a Christian, that year he became a Christian. He'd been excluded from school 16 times. Now that's got to be some kind of Guinness World Record, 16 times. He was kind of out of school more than he was in school. He becomes a Christian. We start discipling him. And then a year later, he comes to me and we're talking. And I started to hear his story. It was crazy. At the time he became a Christian, his dad had disowned him. His stepdad was in prison and his mum was a local drug dealer. So this was the kind of stuff that was going on in his life. We met a year later after he'd become a Christian. And he said, Zeke, it's amazing. Something's changed in my life. And I know that because my teachers can't believe it. I mean, last year I was excluded 16 times. This year I've only been excluded once. And I was like, this is good, man. You're getting it. You see, what he realized is when we come into a relationship with Jesus Christ, we're not defined by our old way of life. We're not defined by our past or what our parents have done or our experiences. If anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The old is gone, the new is here. The new is here. You see, and over the years as a youth worker, it's been an honor and a privilege to work with young people and see young people come in and who have experienced depression and anxiety, and we pray for them and we get alongside them and they experience the freedom that's found in Jesus. We see young people that are worried about exam results and their future, and we pray and we chat, and they start to realize what life's about, and they're not defined by that, and they experience peace. I've had conversations over the years of young people saying, hey, I'm addicted to pornography. We pray, we journey with them, and they find freedom in Jesus' name. See young people that have been self-harming and going through major self-loathing issues. We get alongside them, we pray with them, and they start being healed. Stop doing that. We've had the privilege of seeing scars on people's bodies healed from self-harm. You see, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The old is gone, the new is here. And this is such a powerful message to recognize, because we so often we look to the cross, and we must look to the cross because it's there that Jesus defeated the power of sin over our lives. So we're no longer defined by that stuff. It's like we were living our life walking in one direction. But Jesus is going a whole nother direction. He's saying, hey, come follow me. But we're following ourselves. We're doing our own thing. We encounter Jesus. We have this experience of taking hold of him, and we turn away from that old way of life. The Bible calls that repenting, turning away, and we start a new life with Jesus. And that's what my friend I told you earlier had experienced at such a young age. That's what many of you have experienced just this week. My friends, you've got a new reality.